Right now, I'm going to jump right back into the content, and we're talking about Article 14.1. So Article 14.1 in the Universal Declaration of Human Rights reads, "Everyone has the right to seek and to enjoy other countries' asylum from persecution." This article is an inspiration for a 10-day durational performance by Australian artist Fung Ngo. Fung invites audiences to relive his momentous journey growing up, reflecting on his parents' immigration by boat from Vietnam in 1981. I'm joined by the curator of the work, Megan Robson, to tell us more. Good morning, Megan.
Morning, Nicole.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
So can you start by, I'm good, thanks, yeah. Can you start by explaining the relevance of Article 14.1, considering the treatment of asylum seekers by our government today?
Well, what's interesting, I think I'll just take you back and the listeners back to the beginning. So between 1975 and 1995, following the fall of Saigon and the end of the Vietnam War, approximately 2 million people fled Vietnam, many making the dangerous journey by boat. And it's estimated that 500,000 people actually perished at sea trying to make this journey. Now, Fung is the son of Vietnamese refugees, and Article 14.1 is really a project in which he tries to understand his family's experience as boat people. And the project was first presented in 2014. In Melbourne as part of the Next Wave Festival, and later was also presented in Belgium in 2015 and now again in Sydney in 2019. And it's, you know, both incredibly an amazing project, but also the contemporary context in what Fung is kind of talking about and trying to get visitors to understand the experiences of individuals in making this very kind of difficult and very hard journey. Really speaks to contemporary discussions about migration and politics and immigration processes of offshore detention, which with a federal election coming up later this year is obviously an incredibly important conversation to be having in society today.
Definitely. So this durational work unfolds over a 10-day period. Can you explain how that works? Does it develop and change over those days? Would I see different things if I came on different days?
Yeah, so over the 10 days, the artist actually lives in the museum. So he sleeps on a rug on the concrete floor and subsists on the same provisions his parents had on their boat journey when they left Vietnam in 1981. And over the course of the 10 days, he makes these very beautiful origami boats out of hell banknotes. And hell banknotes are a form of joss paper that resembles currency and is burnt as an offering to the deceased. And in this project, the artist invites visitors to come in and to make boats with him and to also listen to interviews that he's done with members of the Vietnamese community in Australia, talking about their own experiences in starting a new life in Australia. And over the course of the 10 days, of course, as the artist gets tighter, you know, all of those things like sleep and food deprivation have a physical impact on him, but also the number of boats that are being made amounts and grows bigger and bigger. So as visitors come in on different days, they'll see the space kind of changing shape of more boats being built. But they'll also see the physical effects of the performance on the artists themselves.
And so you said that you can, as a patron, almost interact with the artists. Are there conversations between audiences and Fung, or is it more rigid than that?
No, Fung is, an incredibly eloquent and interesting person to speak to. And he's been very generous with his time with visitors. From the very first moment the project opened last Monday, the artist has been spending time with visitors, sitting down, telling them about his stories, about the stories of his family, from stories of other people in the Vietnamese community. And visitors to the work have also been sharing their stories with the artist. So in a way, it's a very conversational piece. Besides the making of the boats and listening to interviews, it's also about kind of sharing and understanding and an interest in what's happening in the world today.
So how have people received the work thus far?
The response has been really amazing. It's an incredibly emotional work. A lot of the interviews deal with pretty sensitive content. Listening to those interviews is an incredibly emotional experience as a visitor, and also hearing from Fung and his own family's experiences, and that idea of trying to understand those experiences as someone born in Australia. Visitors have spent a long time with the work. They've almost listened to every single interview, which altogether kind of comes to about 5 hours of content.
Wow.
They've also been incredibly proficient boat makers. Yesterday, we had two young women make 163 boats between them, which is phenomenal. So people have been incredibly engaged in the work. And on the final day of the project, we actually have a very special ceremony that happens at sunset, in which the boats that have been made across the 10 days by both the artist and visitors will be burnt in the front forecourt of the MCA as a kind of memorial to those people who were lost at sea. And so lots of visitors have said that they're going to come back specifically for that performance.
Sounds absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, Nicole.
Thanks. See you later. That was Megan Robinson talking about Article 14.1, which is happening at the MCA every day and from now until the 23rd of January at 10 a.m. And on the 23rd, that's when at 6 p.m. that final ceremony will happen. So be there for that.